The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Types of testosterone. One of the great things about testosterone hormone replacement therapy is that there are a wide variety of treatment options available for the average patient. The goal of this article is to highlight a number of the options that are available to you as a patient and consumer. Testosterone gels and creams. Testosterone creams and gels are probably the most popular current forms of hormone replacement therapy. These topical medications are incredibly easy to apply and are absorbed fairly quickly as well, which leads to their popularity. These forms of testosterone are applied once on a daily basis. Physicians generally recommend applying the medication in the morning, but you may find some variability dependent upon the particular medication and the advice of your prescribing physician. Topical testosterone can be applied in a number of different areas of the body. The ideal areas generally have a large number of blood vessels underneath the skin, allowing the medication to absorb evenly and effectively. Common areas for topical application of testosterone are the upper arms, the thighs, the shoulders, and the stomach. These areas are also ideal because they are areas which are generally covered or not prone to interpersonal contact. Although we have grouped testosterone creams and gels together, there are a couple of minor differences between the two forms of medication. Testosterone creams take longer to absorb into the body than gels, generally taking 15 to 20 minutes. Testosterone gels, on the other hand, absorb quickly in around 5 minutes. Testosterone creams are white in color and do have the capacity to leave a film on the skin or stain clothing. Gels absorb cleanly and do not stain. As you can tell, the differences between the two medications are pretty much cosmetic, and it's up to your personal choice regarding which you choose for yourself. One issue with topical testosterone is that there is a risk of contamination if not applied conscientiously. This form of testosterone remains on the skin for a period of up to 20 minutes, and making contact with another person, whether that be a wife or a child, can introduce testosterone to their system. Topical testosterone provides a relatively steady level of testosterone throughout the day. Testosterone levels are at their highest immediately after application, and drop slowly throughout the course of the day. This form of testosterone works very effectively, but has a slightly higher price point than testosterone injections. In addition to this, patients that live a hectic lifestyle or do not have a set schedule throughout the week may opt for other options, because for topical testosterone to be optimally effective, it needs to be applied every day at the same time of day. Testosterone sprays. Testosterone sprays are very similar to testosterone creams and gels, and prescriptions for various forms of spray testosterone are increasing rapidly every year. Soon, this will be the most popular type of testosterone hormone replacement therapy. This form of testosterone is applied in the same general areas as creams and gels, including the stomach, thighs, and shoulders. As a treatment, testosterone sprays are relatively new, but they offer the same gradient of benefit as other forms of topical testosterone. This treatment is also applied once daily, intended to be applied at the same time of day. Testosterone sprays are often preferred over testosterone gels and creams because they are much less messy. These treatments are generally administered using two methods. Some forms of testosterone spray are delivered directly onto the skin, where they absorb directly. Other forms of testosterone spray are applied using a small, malleable cup. A foam spray is delivered into the cup, which the patients then use to massage the medication into the skin. Using testosterone sprays, medication is delivered directly to the administration site, meaning that you don't have to make a mess out of your hands in order to apply the treatment. Testosterone dermal patches. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy is also available through the use of dermal patches. This form of testosterone hormone replacement therapy is often recommended because it delivers a very natural pattern of testosterone release throughout the day. Testosterone creams deliver a steadily decreasing dose of testosterone, whereas testosterone injections have a variety of different absorption rates, none of which quite perfectly mimics the body's natural release. Testosterone patches deliver a fairly constant stream of testosterone to the body throughout the day, only losing potency near the end of the day, when the body naturally starts to drop testosterone production anyways. This form of testosterone is generally applied to the same area of the body as testosterone sprays, creams, and gels. The patient wakes up in the morning and applies the adhesive patch, and the medication works throughout the day until it is taken off before bedtime. There are a couple of drawbacks to testosterone patches, however. Testosterone patches are more expensive than testosterone sprays, injections, gels, and creams. In addition to this, testosterone patches do have a higher incidence of irritation associated with them than other forms of testosterone. Because the testosterone patch remains on the skin all day, it can lead to rashes or other forms of irritation at the location where the patch is applied. Men that have sensitive skin are at the highest risk of irritation and may prefer other forms of treatment. Testosterone injections. When most men think about testosterone replacement, they think about testosterone injections, even though they are no longer the most popular form of testosterone treatment. Injectable testosterone hormone replacement therapy is the oldest form of testosterone treatment, but that doesn't mean that it's not as effective. There are a lot of men all across the country that prefer testosterone injections over all other forms of therapy. Testosterone injections are the cheapest form of testosterone treatment, which is one reason that they remain popular. Another reason that testosterone injections are popular is because, unlike the types of testosterone listed previously, testosterone injections don't have to be administered on a daily basis. There are a number of different forms of testosterone injection. Some forms of testosterone are delivered every other day, and others can be administered once every week or two. This freedom from the responsibility and hassle of other testosterone forms draws many to the treatment. Testosterone cypionate is delivered every 2 weeks. Testosterone enanthate is delivered once per week. Although these are two of the most popular forms of testosterone injection, there are various formulations that can feed the needs and desires of the patient. Another great thing about testosterone injections is that they are the cheapest form of testosterone treatment available in America today, even though the treatment is still incredibly effective at restoring hormone balance. One issue with testosterone shots is that they do not mimic the normal release of testosterone by the human body as accurately as other forms of testosterone. In some cases, this can cause the body to develop a reduced sensitivity to the hormone. Testosterone dermal implants. For patients that don't worry about self-administration of testosterone and want their treatment to have a minimal impact on their lives, testosterone dermal implants are the best option. Testosterone implants are tiny pellets implanted into the gluteus maximus, which then slowly release stored testosterone over the course of months. These pellets are composed of tiny crystals of testosterone. One dose of testosterone pellets can last between 3 and 6 months, letting you enjoy life without having to dwell on your condition. You don't have to remember to frequently administer treatment. You simply have to make a few doctor's appointments each year. Testosterone implants are more expensive than other forms of treatment because they require a small outpatient surgery. In spite of these two negatives, there are still a lot of people that love testosterone pellets and choose them as their primary source of testosterone replacement. Testosterone dermal implants are recommended for patients that have a known and set need for invariable level of testosterone. This means that testosterone implants are not recommended in the initial stages of hormone replacement therapy because the prescribing physician may need to adjust the dosage dependent upon the way that the patient responds to treatment. After the patient's needs are fully established, then implanted testosterone can be used effectively. Testosterone pellets are just as safe as any other form of testosterone hormone replacement therapy. Orally absorbed testosterone. There are a couple of different effective forms of oral testosterone. The goal of this form of treatment is not to ingest testosterone, but to allow the testosterone to be absorbed into the tissue of the mouth. One form of oral testosterone is sublingual testosterone. This form of testosterone comes in tablet form, and the tablet is placed underneath the tongue, where it is absorbed into the bloodstream. A second form of oral testosterone is buccal testosterone. This form of testosterone is delivered by placing a patch on the upper gums, which contains a small tablet of testosterone. Over the course of 12 hours, the tablet is absorbed directly through the gums into the bloodstream. These patches are applied every 12 hours, providing testosterone 24 hours a day. You can perform all your normal daily actions with the patch applied. It's even okay to brush your teeth with the patch applied. Avoid testosterone pills. Although there are forms of testosterone which use the mouth as an effective means to transmit the medication, there is no effective testosterone pill, and testosterone hormone replacement therapy cannot be effectively delivered via the digestive system. There are over-the-counter supplements which claim to boost testosterone when taken in this manner, but they are at best far inferior to medically prescribed forms of testosterone, and at worst, they can actually do damage to your body. When you take testosterone orally, it is broken down by the stomach and does not provide the same benefits as real testosterone delivered directly to the bloodstream via various other FDA-approved methods. If you use testosterone pills too often, the hormone fragments overload the liver, causing damage. The level of benefit provided by this form of testosterone would be no better than improving habits in your lifestyle, such as exercising more often, eating better, and taking your vitamins. But the risks involved make testosterone pills an exceedingly poor choice. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit HGH.TV or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you very much.